Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jigar Stats. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy Griffith. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bernie Friberg. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ike McCauley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Alexander. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pete Alexander. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Billy Southworth. Batting second. The right fielder, Ross Youngs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fourth. The second baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hugh McQuillan. Pitching for the New York Giants, Hugh McQuillan. And now, play ball. Jigar Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Jackson. Adams moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Southworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Southworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. McCauley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lindstrom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Friberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McCauley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ike McCauley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCauley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander bunts between the mound and first base. McQuillan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alexander for the out. McCauley moves to second. One out. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 0-for-1 in the game. Stats hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-1 in the game. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McQuillan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hugh McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Southworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Southworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Southworth hits a line drive into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett strikes out. There goes Adams. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffith hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freiberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a line drive into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ike McCauley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCauley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCauley takes first base on ball 4. Grimm moves to second. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-0 in the game. Alexander bunts towards the mound. McQuillan fields it and throws to third for the out. McCauley moves to second. One out. Jigar Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 0-for-2 in the game. Stats hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry fields it and throws to second for the out. McCauley moves to third. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-2 in the game. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hugh McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuillan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Adams hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freiberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Griffith moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Youngs throws the ball into Jackson, who tags Grimm trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Griffith scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Southworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Southworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Southworth hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Griffith. Southworth reaches second base with a double. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngs hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Southworth scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ike McCauley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCauley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCauley hits a line drive towards third. Lindstrom reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Southworth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 0-for-3 in the game. Stats hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngs. Stats reaches second base with a double. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 0-for-3 in the game. Heathcott hits a line drive towards the mound. McQuillan can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Stats moves to third. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-2 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Lindstrom moves to second. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Bentley pinch hits for Hugh McQuillan. Jack Bentley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bentley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Griffith. Bentley reaches second base with a double. Lindstrom scores. Wilson moves to third. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Billy Southworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Southworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Southworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Kent Greenfield now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hartnett strikes out. One out. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Griffith hits a fly ball into center field. Southworth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Freiberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelly fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0 for 3 in the game. Youngs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Terry hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Giants. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lindstrom hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Griffith. Lindstrom reaches second base with a double. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lindstrom scores. It's 5-2, Giants. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. McCauley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ike McCauley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCauley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCauley strikes out. One out. Bob O'Farrell pinch hits for Pete Alexander. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Stats hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stats for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.